Good evening. This is KD2 AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. KC2WI. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, I just was on 160 meters here, and talked to Daryl, and talked to Will, and a couple other guys on they call it the 1721 net. Anyway, on 160 meters. Was up in the Adirondacks this weekend, came home today, did some chores this morning, and siphoned all the, well, there wasn't much gas actually in the tank, but got as much gas as I could out of the tank of my one snowmobile that I have up there, and put in a few gallons of non-ethanol high test with stable, and took it out for a little ride this morning, and actually wasn't bad. We had rain overnight and all that. You look at the lake, and the lake looks bad. It's got water and all that, but really, it's just little water and ground up ice on the top of the, on top of the ice. Rode over to Fawn Lake, which is about a mile from the guys that walked in. I guess I'd say that they went straight in. It was half a mile. I don't know. Mile, I think it's 1.2 or something to the far end where the beach is. And boy, I went down there, and there must have been 40 people out there ice fishing in opening day of the season. And I talked to a couple guys. They said, it's about 15 inches of ice, so that's all good. And then covered it up and all and came back, and we had a little bit of snow in the air. I thought, here it goes. I'm going to be driving in the snow, but it turned back into rain, sort of. And it stopped, and of course the roads were all dry, and the sun was out here at noon or 1 or 2 or whenever it was I got here. It was probably 2. But the wind was just something else. Gusty, and on Route 12 I must have had the steering wheel turn, 15 degrees or more just to keep the car going straight. And I it felt like it was going to blow the snowmobile trailer right off. So that was an interesting drive. And we got the fire going. It's warming up from the 54 degrees or 53 or whatever I had it set at finally. And I guess I'm going to take my jacket off pretty soon. 28 degrees outside here. And it says the high was only 39 here today. But I think it was warmer than that in Lake Pleasant this morning. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, it only felt like you got up into the low 30s here today, but I hear you about the wind. We were driving back from Utica, and it was, they kept blowing the car over the side of the road, and so it was definitely windy out, but I do notice a lot of that snow is melting away, so kind of happy about that. I'm hoping if we get enough melt here this week, I might go up to camp here for the weekend. Depends on how far I can drive, or if it's not too deep, I'd rather not have to snowshoe. If I can walk in, then I'll just park up in the end and walk down. But we'll have to see how it goes. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, I got WB2RUQ, my father there, John, from on Echo Lake, down there in the Hudson Valley. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Well, nothing much. We get a high of 53 today, and by this afternoon, the weather tumbled right down. I mean, we're clear, but I'd say we're around 30, 31 degrees. So it's going to be chilly tonight, chilly for a couple of days, but we're going to, supposedly we're supposed to be sunny. So, and I saw your weather report, so that's not so sunny. That's about it. Other than I was, got my issue of the outdoor news came in, and I see Joni sent a picture of Clint taken back in 46 with a buck hanging. I'm pretty sure it was hanging outside. Yeah, it was. Hanging outside of his parents' house there on West Street. He shot up in North Lake, so I'm kind of surprised to see that in there. All right, back to you, WD2RU.
Yeah, mine hasn't come in yet. At least I haven't seen it, unless the boys took it, but I haven't seen my copy yet. So I usually save them, and I save them in a pile for when I go up to camp. It gives me something to read while I'm up there. So I'll have to check it out. All right, not much else going on up here as far as everything else. I called over there at the house, and everybody seemed to be doing good over there. So knock on wood, we've had 2 days in a row where we haven't had to make any emergency runs to anything. So thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. For myself today, I didn't get as much work in today as I wanted to. In fact, I hardly got any at all. We had to do, we had to make a run up to Utica today, and I was just kind of tired out. I don't know. Maybe it's just been a long, couple weeks. Maybe that's what it is. I was just kind of beat today, and I didn't feel like working as hard as I normally do. So anyway, we got to work the rest of the week. So that's about it here. This is KD2AIT. Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete and John for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
10-6. Morning, 6, Charlie. Papa Zulu, calling CQ, calling CQ, anybody listening?
M6CPZ, good evening. Well, evening here anyway, I'm not sure where you are. This is KD2AIT, Kilo Delta 2, Alpha, India, Tango. You're a little quiet there in the background. You can speak up if you'd like. But good evening, what's going on?
Kilo Delta 2, Kilo India Tango. This is M6, Mike 6, Charlie Papa Zulu. Yes, it's in the morning here in England. It's what time is it over there? It must be late at night still. So I'm just my phone battery is about to go. I was just trying to find someone who's actually on it.
Roger, we're over here in upstate New York in the States. It's about 10 after 9 at night in the evening. It's cold. It's snowing here a little bit, and we're still waiting for spring. So I guess you must be just getting up over there then.
No, we're just getting ready to sleep. It's really cold here. We're suffering from the jet stream. Been lower, so it's the weather's really bad in Europe. It's really cold, and it's not like spring. We're waiting for it to. I don't know whether you're affected by the jet stream, but it's not like spring at all.
We're getting the same thing here. It's we did have some warm days there for about 2 or 3 days, and it melted quite a bit of snow, but we still have some here on the ground, and now it's dropped back down to below freezing, and we're getting a little bit of snow here tonight. Nothing major. Maybe I think there's a quarter of an inch out there of new snow. They're calling for it to warm up here at the end of the week, and I've heard it's been cold over there too. So I guess last year we have to pay for that somehow. So we're paying for it this year.
It was really good weather last year over England for spring, and it was almost like summer, but it doesn't seem to be like that this year. So yeah, we're paying for it too in that respect. So you're in New York, yeah?
Affirmative. We're in upstate New York. I'd say we're about 60 miles west of, maybe it's a little more than that, about 90 miles northwest of Albany, and we're east of Syracuse. So we're a bit up here up in the northern part of the state.
I see. I'm in the countryside in rural England, in Devon. So it's like southwest of England. It gets pretty the weather gets bad here sometimes. But anyway, I'm gonna have to go. Nice speaking to you.
Okay, I got my good idea where you are there. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you too, and I'm working late tonight, so it's something I probably have to work here until about 1 in the morning. So thank you for checking in. We usually have a net here at 9 o'clock. You just missed it here by about 5 minutes. There weren't a lot of check-ins tonight, so it was a quiet one. But feel free. We're usually here this time of night. So thank you for checking in, or thank you for contacting us, and we hope to talk to you again. M6CPZ, this is KD2AIT, I'll be clear on your final.
Kilo to Delta India Tango, this is Mike 6, Charlie Papa Zulu. Pleasure speaking to you. I'll probably hop back again. That's me out. See you again.
Nothing additional being heard. This is N2ADV. I'll be clearing QSY 730.